inshaallah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshaallah, waqti wa nuur wa hub inshaallah ina bufsinaarna hadila iraado maghrib kan uu nuu soo koodhaya inshaallah muhaadaraayna galabta ugu dambeysa inshaallah bilaawaneena hadila iraado marka due to the time for a crash, so we don't want to miss maghrib inshaallah. We're going into our last lecture for the day, hadila, and inshaallah, which will be given by our brother Sheikh Abdul Ghani from Kenya inshaallah. And we all know him, he has been here inshallah, this is the third year he's been coming to Rochester. Inshallah, may Allah reward him for the distance that he has traveled. You guys need to imagine that, we need to imagine that. Usually back in the days, it used to be people used to travel for knowledge. But nowadays, things have changed. Now we have the scholars traveling for us. He has traveled 16, 18 hours just to educate us and share with us his wealth of knowledge, inshallah. May Allah make us those who listen and practice what he tells us, inshallah, from the Quran and the Hadith. And inshallah, with further ado, I'd like to welcome Brother Sheikh Abdul Ghani, inshallah, for the further mashkura. Assalamu alaikum.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. My brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I kindly request from the sisters to minimize the noise coming from their side so that inshallah we can have as little distraction as possible, so that inshallah we all benefit from this nasiha. Again this year, just like in the previous 2 years, I chose to talk about a very important topic, which is salah. And as usual, it'll be both a mixture of Arabic and English. I will relate to you, my brothers and sisters, a conversation that took place between a sheikh and a young person. So the sheikh says, جاءني أحد الشباب منذ فترة ماضية. A young man came to see me some time back, وبدأ يعرض علي مشاكله, and he started talking to me about his problems. وما هي أكثر مشاكل الشباب. How numerous, how many they are, the problems of the youth. قال أشتكي. This young man says to the sheikh that I complain من كثرة الهموم والغموم, that I suffer from stress and anxiety. أشتكي من قلة التوفيق في كل شأن من شؤون حياتي. My whole life is a mess. وما طرقت بابا إلا وجدته موصدا مغلقا. Any door that I knock is shut on my face. وما أقدمت على مشروع إلا باء بالفشل. Anything that I try to do in life, it ends up being a failure. زيادة على هذا. In addition to that, he says, وجع يلازمني في بطني. I feel so much pain in my stomach. تنقلت من مكان إلى مكان طلبا للعلاج. He says, I went to different places in search for treatment. وَلَمْ أَجِدْهُ But I never found it. قُلْتُ مُسْتَعِينًا بِاللَّهِ So the Shaykh, he now answers the young person and he says to him, المريض إذا مريض يذهب إلى الطبيب When a person becomes ill, he goes to see a doctor. وَالطَّبِيبُ يَنْظُرْ فِي أَعْرَاضِ الْمَرَضِ The doctor examines the patient. ثُمَّ يَبْدَأُ بِتَشْخِيصِ الْمَرَضِ And then he pinpoints the disease once he sees the symptoms. فَإِذَا اكْتَشَفَ الْعِلَّةِ Once he does that, وَاكْتَشَفَ الْمَرَضِ And he pinpoints the disease. نَصَحَ بِالدَّوَاءِ He now prescribes the treatment. وَالْمَطْلُوبُ مِنَ الْمَرِيضِ حِينَ يُعْتَى الدَّوَاءِ Upon getting the drugs or the medicine, the patient is required to do the following. يُحَافِظُ عَلَيْهِ بِكَمِّيَتِهِ الْمُحَدَّدَةِ He needs to take it regularly with the stated dose فِي وَقْتِهِ الْمُحَدَّدِ At the stated time, قُلْتُ أَيْضًا Likewise, the Shaykh continues to say, أَلْمَطْلُوبُ مِنْكَ أَنْ تُحَافِظَ عَلَى الدَّوَاءِ Likewise, he says to this young man, you must keep the medicine safe. قَالَ لَا تُوْسِي حَرِيسًا فَلَقَدْ تَعِبْتُ وَأَنَا أَبْحَثُ عَنِ الْعِلَاجِ وَالدَّوَاءِ Don't advise me excessively, for I have searched for this treatment. همومي كثيرة I have plenty of stress مشاكلي كثيرة Too many problems قلت العلاج موجود So the Shaykh says to him The treatment is available ولكن المطلوب منك أن تحافظ على العلاج What is required from you is that you take it consistently قال وما هو What is this treatment, he says? قَالَ خَمْسُ صَلَوَاتٍ فِي الْيَوْمِ وَالْلَيْلَةِ You have to pray 5 times a day. مَنْ أَدَّاهُنَّ حَيْثُ يُنَادَى بِهِنَّ The Messenger of Allah says, whoever who offers these 5 prayers, حَيْثُ يُنَادَى بِهِنَّ Where the call for these prayers is made, يعني في المسجد, in the masjid, من أداهن حيث ينادى بهن كنا له نورا وضياء وبرهانا يوم القيامة Those 5 prayers will become for him light, illumination, an argument on his behalf on the day of judgment. ومن ضيعهن ضيعه الله يوم القيامة And the one who misplaces the prayer, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will likewise misplace him. Allah will have no time for this person on the day of resurrection. فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى وَأَيُّ هُدًى أَعْظَمُ What guidance is greater من المحافظة على الصلوات What guidance is greater than observing the prayers وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَى Whoever who turns away from my remembrance, meaning away from this deen, away from salah, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ Allah says that in store for them will be a life of misery. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى And on the day of resurrection, they will be resurrected blind. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا O Allah, why did you resurrect me blind? Yet I used to see when I was in the previous life. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا Likewise, our reminders came to you, فَنَسِيتَهَا You ignored them. You chose to forget them. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى Likewise today, you have been forgotten. هَذَا هُوَ الْعِلَاجِ This is the cure. هذا هو علاج ذلك الشاب This is the treatment for that young man وعلاج مشاكل كل واحد منا And this is the cure for each one of us
أن يطرق باب الطبيب خمس مرات. That he should knock on the doctor's door 5 times a day. وأن يرتمي بين يديه. And that he should prostrate in his presence. وترفع إليه الحاجات والمسائل. And then you present to Allah all your needs and all your problems. والله by Allah لن تحل مشاكلنا. Our problems will never be solved. ولن تكشف همومنا. Our stress will never go away. ولن تتبدل أحوالنا إلا إذا استقمنا في الصلوات. Our situation will never change for the better except that we become straight with our prayers. حالنا مع الصلوات. Our situation with salah يبكي العين. It brings tears to the eyes. ويدمي القلب. It makes the hearts bleed. انقسم المسلمون مع صلاتهم إلى ثلاثة أقسام. With regards to prayer, as far as prayer, salah is concerned, the Muslims can be divided into three groups. قسمٌ. One group, لا يصلي. They don't pray. ولا يركع. They don't make ركوع. ولا يسجد. They don't make sujood. لا بالليل ولا بالنهار. Not by night, not by day. أسماؤهم, their names, عبد الله, عبد الرحمن. The slave of Allah. The slave of the most merciful. كذبوا والله. They have lied by Allah. لو كانوا عبيدا لله. If they were truly the slaves of Allah, ما خالفوا أوامر الله. They would never have disregarded, disobeyed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. Do they not think that they shall be resurrected لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ, on a great and a difficult day. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The day when the whole of mankind will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see so many young brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them by showing them the straight path. However, if you ask them about salah, many of them will answer, they know the straight path. But they will answer, مرت علي سنوات ولم أسجد فيها ولم أركع. I haven't prayed for years. سنوات لم يسجدوا لله فيها. For years, they have never prostrated before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَيُّ حَيَاةٍ هَذِهِ. What kind of life is this? وَاللَّهِ لَنْ يَسْتَقِيمَ حَالُ الْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا إِذَا اسْتَقَامَ عَلَى صَلَاتِهِ. By Allah, a person's situation will never become straightened except through salah. إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَتَقَرَّبْ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِقُرْبَةٍ أَعْظَمْ. You will never gain closeness to Allah through anything greater than المحافظة على الصلوات. Observing, guarding the prayers. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم اكلفوا من الأعمال ما تطيقون. He says, do as much good deeds that you can do. واعلموا أن خير أعمالكم الصلاة. And you should know that the best of your deeds is صلاة. والله لن ينفعك صوم. By Allah, it will never benefit you fasting. ولا حج, or going for حج. ولا زكاة, or giving in charity. ولا أي نوع من الأعمال, or any good deed that you do. إلا إذا صلح أمر الصلاة. Except that you straighten your salah. أول ما سيسأل العبد عنه يوم القيامة. The first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take a person to task over. The first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask on the day of resurrection, الصلاه إن استقامت وصلحت. If this salah is accepted, نظر الله في باقي الأعمال. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will likewise accept the other deeds. وإلا. If not so, وقدمنا إلى ما عملوا من عمل فجعلناه هباء منثورا. Allah says, we will turn to their good deeds and turn it into dust. It will just disappear before your eyes. قسم لا يركع ولا يسجد. A whole group of people in this ummah who don't even pray salah. وهم كثير. And they are so many. امتلأت بهم البيوت. Their houses are filled with them. وانتشروا في الطرقات. They are all over the streets. وتراهم في المجمعات. You see them hanging up in the malls. وأوقات الصلوات. Yet it is time for prayer. يغدون ويروحون. Moving up and down. كأن الأمر لا يعنيهم. It is as if it doesn't concern them. This thing called salah, it doesn't concern them. قسم آخر. Another group of Muslims. هم أيضا كثير. Likewise, they are so many. يقدمون ويؤخرون. They delay the prayers. ينامون. They oversleep. يتكاسلون. They are lazy. يلعبون. They have time for everything. For play. For idleness in the name of having fun. When they wake up from their sleep, they pray. When they finish their game, they play, they pray. That is when they pray. إِنْ انْتَهَى مِنْ أَكْلِهِ وَشُرْبِهِ صَلَّى. When they finish eating and drinking, they pray. تَنَاسَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَالَ. They forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. تَنَاسَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَالَ. They forget that Allah says, لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. If anything keeps you away from salah, then you should know, wallahi, that is one of the signs of losers. Not losers only in this life, but losers in the next life. لو أنك, I give you this example. This is a very good practical example. لو أنك موظف في شركة من الشركات. If you are employed, or if you get yourself a job, you become employed in a company, أو مؤسسة من المؤسسات, or an institution, ودوامها يبدأ في السابعة صباحا. And work starts, say for example, at 7 a.m. in the morning. فإذا بك في اليوم الأول. On the first day at work, تأتي بعد 20 دقيقة من مرور الوقت. You turn up for work 20 minutes late. You turn up at 7:20. ويستقبلك الرئيس. And maybe you come across the manager, the supervisor. يغضان الطرف عنك. They look the other way. They don't ask you. فإذا جئت في اليوم الثاني. On the second day, yet again you come late. This time they will say to you, إِنَّ نِظَامَ الْمُؤَسَّسَةِ وَدَوَامُهَا يَبْدَأْ فِي السَّاعَةِ السَّابِعَةِ. On the second day they will tell you that work in this company, in this firm, in this institution, it starts at 7 in the morning. لا في السابعة والنصف. It doesn't start at 7:30. ثم إذا تكرر التأخر. And then if late coming becomes, you know, repeated again and again, إنذارا شفويا, a verbal warning, أو إنذارا خطيا, or they give you a written warning. فإذا تكرر, and then if you do it again, لا مكان لك في تلك المؤسسة. You get fired from your job. You have no place in this company. هذه مؤسسة وشركة من الشركات. This is just an institution. فكيف بالذين يتأخرون عن طاعة رب الأرض والسماوات. How about those ones who delay obedience to the Lord of the earth and the heaven. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا يزال أقوام يتأخرون حتى يؤخرهم الله. A people will keep on delaying prayer, so much so that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will delay their hisab, their reckoning, standing for 50,000 years, waiting for your name, waiting for your time to come, and Allah keeps on delaying you. Why? Because when you were in this dunya, you used to delay the time for prayer. Qismun thalith, the third group, وَهُمْ قِلَّةٌ قَلِيلًا, and these are very few. And when I say this, فَهُمْ قِلَّةٌ قَلِيلًا, they are extremely few. مُقَارَنَةً إِلَى تِعْدَادِ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ, compared to the numbers of this ummah, ummat al-milyar wa ma yazid, the ummah that exceeds 1 billion. تُرِيدْ تَشْهَدْ هَذِهِ الْقِلَّةِ, do you want to witness who these few people are? اِشْهَدْهَا فِي صَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ, witness them at the Fajr prayer. اِشْهَدْ صَلَاةَ الْفَجْرِ مَعِ الْجَمَاعَةِ, witness the Fajr prayer in congregation. تَرَى أَنَّ آلَافِ بَلِ الْمَلَيِينَ, you will see the millions in this ummah. تَغُطُّ فِي صُبَاتٍ عَمِيقٍ, deep in their sleep. وَقِلَّةٌ قَلِيلًا, and very few are the ones. انتصرت على فراشها, those ones who are victorious over their beds. على شهواتها, victorious over their desires. وانطلقت تجيب منادي الله, and they go out in order to answer the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adhan for Fajr is made at 4 in the morning. اخرج إلى الشارع, go out to the street. اخرج حتى تعرف مقدار المأساة, go out and witness the disaster that has befallen this ummah. لا تكاد ترى سيارة تتحرك, you hardly see any cars moving. لا تكاد ترى إنسان يسير, you hardly see anyone walking. لا تكاد تسمع أصواتا من البيوت, no sounds coming out of the houses. أدخل المسجد, and then when you finally enter the masjid, ترى آباء, you will see the middle-aged fathers. وكبارا في السن, and the elderly. وقلة من القليل من الشباب الذين هداهم الله, and very few are the youth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He has exempted by guiding them. وَالْبَقِيَّةُ الْبَاقِيَةُ, the overwhelming majority, تَغُطُّ فِي صُبَاتٍ عَمِيقٍ, deep in their sleep. ثُمَّ خُرُجْ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ, and then after prayer, go out again, an hour, 2 hours after prayer. وَانْظُرْ إِلَى النَّاسِ, and then look at the people and their situation. قَدْ مَلَأَتِ الطُّرُقَاتِ, the streets are filled up with people. انتشروا في مناكب الأرض يطلبون الدنيا, all over this earth in search for dunya. ما كأن الله قبلها بساعة ناداهم منادي, it is not as if an hour, 2 hours back, the call of Allah, He called out to them and said, الصلاة خير من النوم, prayer is better than sleep. وواقع حال كثير من الناس يقول, but the situation of the Muslims, the majority of us, it says, النوم خير من الصلاة, sleep is better than prayer. I ask you, my Muslim brother, in particular, and likewise it also goes to the sisters, أين صليت الفجر, where did you pray Fajr today? If at all, if you even prayed Fajr, did you pray with the Muslims? أم اتصفت بصفات المنافقين, or you took up one of the characteristics of the منافقون. أليست أثقل الصلوات عليهم, is it not the most difficult, the most burdensome of prayers to them? صلاة الفجر, the morning prayer, وصلاة العشاء, and the last prayer of the day. أليست هذه الأمة قد استصفت بصفات النفاق في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها, hasn't this ummah, east and west, taken up from the characteristics of the munafiqun. تريد تعرف مقدار المأساة? Do you want to know the size of this calamity, misfortune that has befallen our ummah? One of the mashayikh, he says that I visited a college or an institution, and the number of students in this institution, 800. So the shaykh was meant to give them a talk, muhadara, a lecture. So the shaykh, before he started, he asked them, how many of you prayed Salatul Fajr in the masjid and on time? Do you want to know how many prayed? Not 100, not 200, not 300 or 400. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illa huwa, he says. He takes an oath and swears by Allah. He says, لم يتجاوز العدد 20. Out of 800 Muslim students, only 20 prayed Salatul Fajr. You know what percentage that represents? 2.5%. That is the percentage of Muslims, and this is, you know, repeated all over, that is the percentage of Muslims who pray Salatul Fajr fil Masjid. If you think you will hide from Allah in the 97.5%, وَكُلُّكُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا, you will come to Allah all by yourself. Forget about the 97.5% and the millions of people who don't pray. Think about yourself. Have mercy on yourself, for by Allah you cannot withstand the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How will the situation of this ummah change when we have taken up from the characteristic of munafiqun? لما تنزل قول الله جل وعلا على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, when this verse was revealed upon the messenger of Allah, فخلف من بعدهم خلف أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات فسوف يلقون غيا. That a posterity, meaning generations of Muslims who came after the good Muslims, they misplaced salah and they followed their desires. And for that Allah says, فَسَيَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. Allah has prepared for them a deep place in hellfire. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. يَقُولُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بَاكِيًا. Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ says, and he was crying, يَقُولُ يَا جِبْرِيلُ تضيع أمة الصلاة. Will my ummah misplace salah? يا جبريل تضيع أمة الصلاة. قال يا محمد يأتي أقوام من أمتك يبيعون دينهم كله بعرض من الدنيا قليل. Oh Muhammad, people from your ummah will come, thousands who will sell, they will give up their deen in return for something small from this dunya. They will sell their deen, give it up because of something small material. فَضُيِّعَتِ الصَّلَوَاتِ. When salah was misplaced, اِرْتُكِبَتِ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ, people committed all kinds of sins, that you even hear in the Muslim ummah of people who commit incest. Have you ever heard of people who marry their daughters? People who marry their sisters? We have them in our ummah. Why? Because when people cut off their ties with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it became easy for them to do anything. أَلَيْسَتِ الصَّلَاةِ هِيَ الَّتِي تَنْهَانَ عَنِ الْفَوَاحِشِ وَالْمُنْكَرَاتِ. Isn't it prayer that protects the believers and stops them from committing evil and sins? Yes, it is. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. يكفينا, it is sufficient for us, my brothers and sisters, أمرا ربانيا واحدا, just one verse. And salah has been mentioned in the Quran over 90 times. Only once that Allah talks about salah is enough for the believers. أما يكفيك, is it not enough أن الله افترضها فوق السماوات. This salah, it was made an obligation about the seven heavens. أما يكفيك أن تعلم من قدر الصلاة وعظم شأنها عند الله أنها فرضت فوق سبع سماوات. All the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to be taken in the presence of Allah. وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى. أمره بخمسين صلاة. Initially he was told that he has to create 50 صلاة. فلا زال يخفف عنا حتى جعلت. And Allah kept on reducing it for this ummah until only 5 prayers were left. خمس صلوات بأجر خمسين. 5 prayers, but the reward is the same reward as 50 prayers. الصلاة نور. Prayer is light. كيف تستطيع أن تسير في الظلمات؟ How could you walk in darkness? You will stumble. كثير يشتكون. People suffer from anxiety and stress and migraine, headaches. علاجهم, their treatment is to go and join the مصلون. مآسي الشباب, the misfortunes that befall the youth. Everywhere, علاجهم, their treatment, ادخلوا بيوت الرحمن. Enter the houses of the Most Merciful. And then the same Shaykh, he says that I met once, he says, I was driving my car. He says, as I was driving, في ساعة متأخرة من الليل, late into the night, he says, توقفت. 3 young brothers, they stopped me and they wanted a ride. توقفت, he says, I stopped for them. ركب الثلاثة. So they came inside the car. And so the Shaykh says to them, أين تريدون? Where are you going to? قالوا, we're going to such and such a place. And they mentioned the name of the city. And then the Shaykh says, a conversation, a dialogue took place between me and them. So I asked them, ماذا تريدون هناك? What is it that you're looking for there? قالوا, نبحث عن وظائف. We're looking for employment, we're looking for jobs. وَلَا عَيْبَ أَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ يَسْعَى فِي طَلَبِ رِزْقِ. It is not shameful that a person should go to a different place in search for rizq. لَكِنَّ الْعَيْبَ كُلَّ الْعَيْبَ. But you know the greatest shame? تُخْرِجُنَا الدُّنْيَا. Dunya is what makes us come out. وَلَا نَخْرُجْ لِأَوَامِرِ اللَّهِ جَلَّ وَعَلَى. But we don't come out to answer the command of Allah. I know students who travel from this city to Minneapolis, to Mankato, to all other different cities, others even to different states. But they don't come to the masjid for salah. They can never miss out on one single lecture at the university. But they can miss days and weeks from the masjid. I leave it to them to judge themselves. نخرج لقضاء حوائجنا ولأكلنا وشربنا. We go out to eat and drink. Sometimes we drive. Oh yes. They ask, where's a good place to eat? And then one person says, oh, I know such and such a place. It's a 20 minutes drive. They make pizza, رائعة, amazing pizzas. So they drive for 20 minutes just because of food. Just because of what to put in their bellies, na'udhu billahi. But for salah, they would never make such an effort. Hayya ala salati, hayya ala al-falah. But they don't answer the prayer. So when the shaykh asked them what they were looking for, and they say they were looking for work, then the shaykh continues with the conversation. Finally, the shaykh asked them, أصدقوني, كيف أنتم مع صلواتكم? Tell me the truth. What is your situation with salah? فقال الذي بجانبي, the shaykh says, the one who was riding besides me, he says, أقول لك أم أكذب عليك. Shall I tell you the truth? Shall I lie to you? قال إن كذبت كذبك على نفسك لا يضرني كذبك. If you tell a lie, it will not harm me, but it will harm you. قال أنا لا أصلي. He says, I don't pray. قلت, the Sheikh says, كافر. You are a كافر. قال لا. Because this word, it scares people. كافر. Shocked. But that's the reality. قال بلى. And the Sheikh says, yes, indeed you are. For the messenger says, العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة فمن تركها فقد كفر. The difference between us and the others is salah. Anybody who stops praying becomes a kafir. كم هم من الكفار من أبناء المسلمين الذين لا يركعون ولا. How many are those kuffar? Our sons and daughters and brothers and sisters who live and eat in our midst, and they have Muslim names, they don't even know their reality, that they long left the fold of Islam. Subhanallah. So the Shaykh says to the second one, وَأَنْتْ, how about you? قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْهُ. The second one says, I am better than him. قَالَ كَيْف, how are you better than him? قَالَ أَنَا أُصَلِّ مِنَ الْجُمْعِ إِلَى الْجُمْعَ, I pray on Fridays. قَالَ الشَّيْخ, أَنْتَ مِثْلُهُ, exactly the same as him. You are exactly the same as him. وَأَنْتَ يَا ثَالِثُهُمْ, how about you, the third one? He says, أَنَا أَفْضَلُ مِنْهُمْ, I am better than both of them. قَالَ كَيْف, how are you better than both of them? قَالَ أَنَا أُصَلِّي فِي الْيَوْمِ صَلَاتَيْنِ, I pray two salah in a day. So the Shaykh says, هَذَا دِينٌ جَدِيدٌ, this is a new religion. What deen says that he should pray two prayers a day? أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ شرعوا لهم من الدين ما لم يأذن به الله. Even worse than this is once, one of the mashayikh, he says that I traveled to another country and I was at the hotel lobby and then I see someone, you know, listening to loud music and he was dancing to the beats of the music and the shaykh thinks maybe he's not even a Muslim. But then this person turns to the shaykh and says, Assalamu alaikum. And the Shaykh is shocked. Wa alaikum assalam. Who are you? He says, I'm a Muslim. Because initially the Shaykh thought he was maybe a European because he was too fair to be an Arab. So then the Shaykh in the conversation say to him, Hal tusalli? Do you pray? He says, La. ولكن أمي تصلي. I don't pray, but my mother prays. تصلي نيابة عنه. She prays on his behalf. يعني this is the junoon, the craziness that you will find in this ummah. This is the reality, my brothers and sisters. هذا the even worse. One day a shaykh, and I have already been warned times up, a shaykh receives a question. You know what is the question? ما حكم الذي يصلي بدون وضوء? What is the ruling of a person who prays without wudu? والله هذا استهزاء بالدين. This is making mockery of deen. This is making fun of deen. So the Shaykh say, كفر. No doubt about it. Because من نواقض الإسلام, from amongst the nullifiers of deen, what takes a person out of the fold of Islam is to make fun of deen. من نواقض الإسلام الاستهزاء بالدين. It is to make fun of deen. Did this person not know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, لا صلاة لمن لا طهور له. The person who doesn't have tahara, there is no prayer for them. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, I say to you in conclusion, إذا ضاقت نفسك, إذا ضاقت نفسك يوما بالحياة, if your life becomes narrow and unbearable, فتذكر قول الله, remember the saying of Allah, ألم يأني للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله. Has not the time come for the hearts of those who believe to be affected by Allah's reminder? إذا ضاقت نفسك يوما بالحياة. If life becomes miserable and narrow for you, فما عدت تطيق آلامها. You no longer have the ability to withstand its pain and its harshness. إذا تملكك الضجر واليأس. If you become angry, impatient with life, and there is a sense of despair in your life, وأحسست بالحاجة إلى شكوى, and you feel like as if you want to complain, cry out to someone, فلم تجد من تشكو إليه, and you have no one to turn to, فتذكر, remember, أن لك ربا رحيما, that you have a Lord who is merciful. تذكر أن لك ربا غفورا, that you have a Lord who forgives. يقبل التوبة, he accepts repentance. ويعفو عن الزلة, he overlooks your mistakes. قد فتح لك بابا, he has opened his doors for you. ودعاك إلى لقائه, and he has called you to come and meet him. يسمع شكواك, he listens to your cries. ويجيب دعواك, and he answers your prayers. بماذا, how does he do that? ب أرشنا بها, أرشنا بالصلاة يا بلال. O Bilal, give us the comfort of prayer. That is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say. أَرِشْنَا بِالصَّلَاةِ يَا Bilal. O Bilal, give us the comfort of prayer. This salah, فَرِيضَةٌ لَيْسَتْ فِي الْعُمْرِ مَرَّةٌ. It is not an obligation to be fulfilled once in a lifetime. وَلَا فِي الْعَامِ مَرَّةٌ. Or even once a year. بلا ولا في اليوم, بل ولا في اليوم مرة, not even once a day. ولكنها في اليوم والليلة خمس مرات, but five times day and night. مفروضة على كل مسلم, an obligation upon every Muslim. No one is excused except the person who's mentally unstable. This is the only person permanently excluded until their senses come back. Everyone else, they have to pray salah. How about if a person is in a situation, tahara as we say, performing wudu, it is part of salah. How about if you are in a situation that is no water for you to perform wudu? Okay, somebody says, how about tayammam? If there is no dirt, no dust for you to perform tayammum, then you pray without wudu. How about it is one of the conditions of salah that you have to cover up your body and put on clothes to cover your awrah, your nakedness. How about if I have no clothes, all my clothes have been taken away, no wudu, no tayammum, no clothes. To salli, you still pray in that state. I don't know the qibla. No wudu, no tayammum, no clothes. Salli. You don't even know the qibla, face any direction. Tell me when a person is exempted from salah until they breathe their last. That is why until Rasulullah ﷺ was just about to die, he kept on saying, As-salah, as-salah, wama malakat aymanukum. Prayer, prayer. That were his final words before he started saying Bayy al-Rafiq al-A'la. I could have said more about salah. Salah is one topic we can never be able to exhaust. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yatuba alayna tawbatan nasuha. Allahumma aslih lana deenuna alladhi huwa ismatu amrina, wa aslih lana dunyana allati fiha ma'atuna, wa aslih lana akhiratuna allati ilayha ma'aduna. واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير, واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يقيمون الصلاة ويؤدونها حق أدائها. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يقيمون الصلاة ويؤدونها حق أدائها. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله محمد.
جزاك الله خير الجزاء إلهي سبحانه وتعالى ميزان في حسنات الله وكبر الشيخة مركا إن شاء الله سدح عبيسيس هرتو بري إن شاء الله تعالى محاضري بحب الله وانا يقوي طبنك أما شمس الساعة صباح نمو نور بسؤول يقانو لبقل أي لغو قبنت وانا قولك إنجليزكا إيا قولك الصوماليكا لبقل أي محاضري كبير دونا لبضو وحب الله وانا كوي طبنك والدين تعلمها لغوها بكيركا وانا وصو ترقران راشينك عروت عسيسان لهايين ما أنت راشين فري أيال السير بدي مهلي دونا عروت ذيك كارك لكين هنا وين السدحجر وهي كوي كير لما قبناه السدحجر وهي كير لما قبناه والدين توه عنكو عسنا هنا إيه نلاش قيان قاسة هواينك عروت أي بلين أي إن شاء الله تعالى أي كل عليان مش أي فديان أتوه أي فديسيان وحكوا ويسيس نجسوا جاري ولاشنا من آدم وحي كري إن شاء الله هبين دم به وسبتي آه وهي كان كلو قدم بالمحاضره يا قد تليفون في جرا على لحيره يدنا ان شاء الله تعالى وحال لو توكن دونا كافيتيريا.